Okay. So you know how in law school it's like you got to know a ton of stuff really fast
Yeah.
and you don't always have time to like dig deep into everything?
Right.
So today we're going deep on lien on priority,
Okay.
specifically in real estate law.
Got it.
And to illustrate, we're dissecting a case from North Carolina.
Okay.
It's Schumann v. Roger Baker and Associates, Inc.
Schumann, okay.
from 1984.
Right.
And this case, it like perfectly shows how these recording statutes,
Right.
which seem kind of technical, can have huge real-world impacts.
Yeah, absolutely. When like deals go south, you know.
Exactly, and someone's got to get paid.
Exactly. Someone's left holding the bag.
So to get the full picture, we've got the Court of Appeals opinion,
Okay.
a case brief, and a standard legal brief. So
Nice.
we're going to unpack all the nuances of North Carolina's pure race statute
Pure race. All right.
and why it was the deciding factor in who got paid,
Interesting.
regardless of like what anyone knew.
All right, so let's break down this Schumann case then.
Okay, so we've got our plaintiffs, the Schumanns,
Okay.
the Laffeys,
Got it.
and the Manns.
Right.
They were acting as private lenders.
Okay.
And on the defendant's side, we've got Roger Baker and Associates.
Okay, the developers.
Yep. Then there's Northwestern Bank.
The primary lender.
Exactly. And even some attorneys got roped in.
Oh boy.
But the main showdown
Yeah.
is between the plaintiffs and Northwestern Bank.
Got it.
They're both claiming they have the top right to the property.
Hey, high stakes.
So the plaintiffs, they lent money to Roger Baker, Inc.
Okay, Roger Baker, Inc.
Yeah. And that Inc. is super important.
Right, corporations matter.
It's all about the details.
Absolutely.
They loaned this money to buy the land,
Okay.
and they were going to get a deed of trust as security.
Makes sense.
But here's the catch.
Okay.
That deed was supposed to be subordinate to Northwestern Bank's construction loan.
So Northwestern was first in line to get paid back.
Exactly. They all agreed on that from the start.
All right, well, that seems straightforward enough.
Oh, but here's where it gets messy. It's all about how they recorded the documents.
The paperwork.
Yeah. And there were some big errors,
Okay.
which led to this whole priority fight.
I see.
So first, the deed for the property.
Right.
It was made up to Roger Baker personally.
Not the company.
Nope, not Roger Baker, Inc.
Wow. So, like a simple mistake, but
Yeah, huge implication.
yeah, it makes sense.
Then the plaintiffs, they did eventually get a deed of trust
Okay.
from Roger Baker, Inc. this time.
All right. So they fixed that.
Yeah, but they recorded it after the title had already been transferred.
Oh, so from Roger Baker to the company.
Exactly.
And they didn't re-record after that.
Nope. And that's the problem.
So their lien wasn't properly in the chain of title.
Right. It was basically floating out there.
Not good.
Meanwhile, Northwestern Bank, they're on top of things.
Right, they're pros.
They recorded their deed of trust.
Okay.
And importantly, they did it within the proper chain of title.
So it all lined up with Roger Baker, Inc.'s ownership history.
Exactly. They checked all the boxes.
Smart.
And because they recorded first and correctly, they had what seemed like the senior lien.
Got it. They were in the lead.
Fast forward a bit.
Okay.
The project goes belly up.
Oh.
Roger Baker, Inc. files for bankruptcy.
Not surprising.
And Northwestern, as the seeming senior lien holder,
Right.
they foreclose on the property.
Trying to recoup their losses.
Yeah, but the sale didn't even cover the plaintiff's loan.
So they got nothing.
Nothing. And that's what brought them to court.
Makes sense they wanted to fight for their money.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting legally.
Okay.
Because the question is, does it matter if one lender knows about another lender's claim?
So like even if Northwestern knew about the plaintiffs.
Exactly. Does that change anything?
And this is where North Carolina's recording statute comes in.
Exactly. It's all about the pure race system.
Okay, pure race for those new to this.
Yeah, it could be a bit tricky.
It basically says whoever records their interest first
Right, and does it correctly.
wins.
Wins even if they knew about other claims that weren't recorded.
Wow, so it's literally a race.
It's all about getting to the courthouse first.
Interesting.
And that's different from other recording statutes.
Right, like notice statute.
Yeah, where if you know about a prior claim,
Even if it's not recorded.
right, your recording might not give you priority.
Okay, and then there's race notice.
Where you have to record first and not know about any prior claims.
So North Carolina is just pure race.
First one there wins.
Got it.
So the plaintiffs, they argued that Northwestern knew about their lien.
Right, they were saying that should matter.
Yeah, but the court said nope.
Straight up no.
Under pure race, actual knowledge doesn't matter.
Wow. Even if it's clear they knew.
Doesn't matter. And the court even quoted this.
What was it?
No notice, however full or formal, will supply the want of registration.
So they're emphasizing the official record.
Exactly. It's all about what's on paper.
So for law students, this shows how important it is to have everything documented properly.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then how does chain of title play into all this?
That's crucial here.
Right.
So the chain of title, it's like the history of ownership for a property.
Okay, each owner, like a link in a chain.
Exactly. And every time the property is sold.
Or mortgaged.
Right. Or has a link.
Another link gets added.
And these are recorded publicly.
In order.
So you can see who owned it and when.
Got it. So where's the break in the chain in Schumann?
It's that initial mistake with Roger Baker's name.
Right, not the company.
Yeah. So Northwestern, they would search for liens against Roger Baker, Inc.
Right, because that's who they were lending to.
But the plaintiff's deed.
Recorded under just Roger Baker?
Yeah. And never re-recorded under the company name.
It's like a missing piece.
Exactly. So yeah. Northwestern had no reason to find it.
They followed the right chain.
And they weren't obligated to go digging for other stuff.
Right. The recording system is supposed to be clear.
Exactly. Everyone should be able to rely on it.
Okay. So what about the plaintiff's argument about estoppel by deed?
Ah, they were basically saying that Northwestern should be stopped from denying their liens priority.
Because of something Northwestern did or said?
Yeah, like maybe they acted as if they acknowledged the plaintiff's lien.
Interesting.
But the court wasn't convinced.
No dice.
They said there was no proof of any fraud by Northwestern.
Okay.
And more importantly, the recording statute, it's there for a reason.
Right, to have clear rules.
Exactly, and exceptions based on notice.
Even if it seems fair in a specific case.
It would just undermine the whole system.
So no estoppel by deed?
Nope.
Okay, so then what about the attorneys?
Oh yeah, the plaintiffs claimed they messed up too.
By not recording the deed properly.
Yeah, they said the attorneys had a duty to the plaintiffs.
To make sure their lien was recorded right.
But the court said no.
No!
The attorneys represented Roger Baker, Inc.
Not the plaintiffs.
Right, so no direct attorney-client relationship.
Makes sense. An attorney can't represent both sides.
Yeah. Exactly. That'd be a huge conflict.
So no duty to the plaintiffs.
Nope.
All right. So bottom line, what was the court's decision?
They sided with Northwestern.
Giving them priority.
Their deed was recorded first and correctly.
Within the chain of title.
So they won the race.
And the claims against the attorneys.
Dismissed.
So what's the big takeaway for our law students listening?
It's that recording statutes matter.
Big time.
Especially in pure race states like North Carolina.
Gotta know the rules.
And Schumann, it shows how important it is to check the chain of title and record everything correctly.
Right from the start.
And quickly.
Well, it makes sense it's a race.
Exactly. The court even said the party winning the race to the courthouse will have priority.
No messing around.
And to really hammer it home, they added registration outside the chain of title has the same effect as no registration.
Wow. So basically, if you don't record it right.
It's like you didn't record it at all.
So for anyone dealing with real estate law.
Especially you law students out there.
Yeah.
Remember Schumann?
It's a cautionary tale.
Details matter.
Absolutely. A small mistake can cost you big time.
So let's recap the key point from Schumann v. Roger Baker and Associates.
Hell, okay.
In North Carolina, recording correctly and on time.
Within the chain of title.
Is the only thing that matters for lien and priority.
It trumps everything else.
Even if someone knows about another claim.
It's all about that public record.
Now, here's something to think about.
Okay.
Why would a state choose a pure race system?
It seems kind of harsh in this case.
Yeah, but maybe it makes the whole system more efficient.
Right. Everyone knows the rules.
No gray areas.
And it's easier to verify priority.
Exactly. So think about that.
Okay.
How does pure race affect the real estate market?
Interesting.
Would notice or race notice be better?
Or would they create other problems?
A good question to ponder.
I'll have to think about that.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It is a good one.
Until next time.